listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. This is the 27th year for a film festival that you might be familiar with, but this year, the festival has an entirely new name. And let me start by saying that it opens this Friday, continues through the weekend at the Crest Theater in Sacramento, and in the studio with me is programming co-chair Kevin Schaub. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Beth.
You get to reveal the mystery in just a moment. On the phone with us is the director and writer of one of the films that's being screened on opening night. In fact, the film is 1985. The director-writer is Yen Tan, and Yen is on the phone. Good morning. Glad to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Yen. So let's talk about this name change, Kevin. You want to do the big reveal?
Sure. So this is our 27th year, and we are the festival formerly known as SIGLIF, which is the Sacramento International Lesbian Gay Film Festival. But as a community, we haven't been just lesbian and gay for a long time. We're LGBTQ now, but we didn't want to have that as a impossible to pronounce. So, like other festivals have a fun name that starts off with, we are now called BENT, the Sacramento LGBTQ Film Festival.
BENT. B-E-N-T, with a fun little logo.
Exactly.
And why BENT?
BENT, well, BENT is not straight.
Bingo, right there. That's exactly why.
We like it with the bend of the rivers that we have here in Sacramento. It's really sort of organic to the geography we're in, and it really has a nice, powerful, catchy name to it. So we're now bentfilmfest.org instead of trying to figure out what our initials are.
Yen, this film festival in Sacramento is familiar to you, but what makes a longstanding film festival like this important?
I mean, you know, like I think these days, anytime there's like a festival or an event that could get the community together in a shared space and watch something, it could be a movie or any forms of art, and experience that together as a community is always welcome. You know, I think these days it's very easy for us to exist in isolation because of, you know, social media and technology. And so events like the BENT Festival is like really, really crucial to bring everyone together.
Isn't that interesting? We were just talking to a doctor going to the South Pole, and he's talking about that same kind of connection and appreciation for where we converge in the world. I think Yen was speaking somewhat to the mission of the film festival, and it's about much more than just screening great movies.
Right. It's very much about getting together. So much of the time we spend alone watching things on a phone, which it's just terrible for the art form just to be seen on a phone. A big screen is there for a reason. And at the Crest Theater, which has an enormous screen, you get to see the film as it's meant to be. And Yen will talk more about his film, but his especially is gorgeous on the screen.
Artists say this: go to the museum and see the real picture. Go to the concert and hear the music live. So here we are saying, go see the film as it was made. The festival starts Friday night with a film titled Freelancers Anonymous. That's a 7 o'clock film. You want to give us a little hint, and then we have a clip.
Sure. It's a sort of madcap lesbian comedy rom-com, which intersects with workplace politics. And it rings true on so many levels, and geniusly written from a queer perspective.
I'm starting my own company.
This morning you didn't have a job, and now you have a company?
Yeah, Freelancers Anonymous.
Hello.
Dear, what is your name?
Billy.
No, you are the unstable one from yesterday.
What is this exactly?
This is our safe space. We network with each other to find jobs.
Don't waste time waiting for some other place to hire you. We can create a small business right here.
And Freelancers Anonymous?
Freelancers Anonymous is the company.
I'm laughing just at the music and just at the tone and their voices. And both actors and writer-actor will be here, correct?
Yes. Lisa Cordiglione, who's the writer and the main actor in the film, is coming, and is along with Jennifer Bartels. You also recognize some other people in the cast, one from Transparent, who shows up as the robo-ball-obsessed boss who can't bother to pay attention to her employees because she's got the R2-D2 ball in front of her she won't stop playing with.
All right, so that's 7 o'clock Friday night at the Crest Theater in the newly named BENT Film Festival. Then at 9:15, Yen, your film will be screened. So why don't you give us an introduction to 1985, and then we'll also hear a clip from your film.
Of course. 1985 is set in the year of the title, and it's about a young man by the name of Adrian, who goes home to Texas from New York City. And this is set against the backdrop of the first wave of the AIDS crisis. And over the course of the film, we learn that he's closeted to his family, and he's also not revealing to them that he's ill. And it's just, you know, it's just a very personal, intimate way of experiencing his journey of not being able to share his truth with his loved ones.
I want to apologize to you for, you know, being able to come to New York to visit me. I know you're really bummed about that.
You left home just as soon as you could. You couldn't have left any faster.
You don't even talk to your own family anymore. So stop telling me what I should do.
I spoke with Carly, and I think she's still on the market.
So then why did you call me today? Why are we doing this?
I just want to see you one last time.
I've lost so many friends. I've been to 6 funerals this year.
That's from the film 1985, which will be screened at the Crest Theater Friday night at 9:15. Yen, there are so many books and movies now that are pulling up some of the pain, the reality, and in some cases, stories that weren't really told, couldn't yet be told in the 80s about this crisis. Where does it connect personally for you? By what events or which people?
I would say that it connects the most personally to me because I was 10 years old in the year of 1985, and I was born and raised in Malaysia, and at that time, you know, I was like a closeted kid and in sort of like an environment that was not open to that kind of stuff, and I made this film as an attempt to, in some ways, go back in time to tell myself that there's a distinction between being gay and HIV and AIDS, the disease itself, you know, because I think back then when the idea of being gay was just so much stigmatized with the disease that it just was one of those things that came together. And so for me, I always grew up in the shadow of this disease where I felt like I was, my life was going to be filled with pain and suffering and oppression, you know, and this was my attempt to sort of revisit that time through our current lens and just try to spin like a hopeful message out of the tragedy that happened.
And Kevin, how contemporary is that conversation?
It's still spot on. The conflation of HIV and AIDS and gay identity is... I'm slightly older than Yen. I graduated in 1985 from high school, but so that was quite core to me, and the film really rings unbelievably authentic for me. And the cast in it is just super amazing. Corey Michael Smith, who we know from Gotham and the movie Carol, Michael Chiklis, who we know well from everything, as well as Virginia Madsen, who's been in everything. The ensemble is just brilliant, and it really nails the family dynamic of trying to come out of that very difficult time when you don't know if your parents are going to abandon you completely. Times have changed a lot, mostly for the better. So it's spot on. It's still, some things haven't changed and some things have changed enormously.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you've considered how much you might be starting conversations in families, within friends. Was that one of the goals?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if anything else, I'm constantly surprised by the parallels of the film with what's happening in our world today. You know, like I think I originally conceived of the film as a time capsule piece where we're revisiting history, but then it seems like it's touching upon a lot of themes that people are still feeling like it's still happening today, that it's still very much relevant what we're experiencing today. Mm-hmm. And also this idea that even though LGBTQ acceptance and equality is very much like, it's like very much becoming a social norm sort of thing. But then I think there's still a lot of people who still have to suffer in silence and can't really just come out, you know? I think that's, to come out in environments where people are accepting and open to you is, in some ways, it's kind of a privilege that a lot of people still don't have today.
That is Yen Tan. He is the director and writer of 1985. You can see his film Friday night. It starts at 9:15 at the Crest Theater in Sacramento. In the studio with me also is Kevin Schaub. And let's just mention that all totaled, you have quite a number of films. There are more on Saturday and Sunday. Do you want to give me a quick rundown?
Sure. We have all in all, we have 2 comedies, 1 drama, 3 documentaries, and 18 short films. On Saturday, we start our matinee off with Life in the Doghouse, which we're co-presenting with the wonderful folks at the Front Street Animal Shelter. And we're having a pet adoption event at the same time.
Oh, great.
So we got a twofer. They have the film and they and the Front Street Animal Shelter have the same goal of encouraging pet adoption over puppy mills. The film's inspiring and it has more awe moments than you can possibly count. And the cinematography is really what steals the show in this, because when we go inside the doghouse where 75 dogs live at any given time with the owners of the shelter, it drops to dog's eye level, so their perspective is really engaged when you're inside. You leave the doghouse, it goes back up to human eye level.
Oh, I like that.
It's subtle, but it really transforms it and brings you much closer to the dogs.
There are 2 other documentaries because of this being October, and in fact, we're marking a number of days in this month as days of recognition throughout the country and in California. I think I'm going to leave it at that and have everybody jump on the website. And the website might reflect the old name and the new name, correct?
It's got bentfilmfest.org. So bentfilmfest.org.
Okay. And National Coming Out Day is Thursday.
Yes, on the 11th.
Yep. All right. So lots of information there. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us
today. Thanks for having us.
And Yen, thank you, too, for joining the conversation. Good luck with your film.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Beth. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Yen.
All right. Take care.
That's Yen Tan and Kevin Staub. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Another live show tomorrow. And as always, thanks for joining us.
From Sacramento State, this is Capital Public Radio, 90.9 KXJZ FM and HD Sacramento, 91.3 KUOP FM and HD Stockton Modesto, 90.5 KKTO Tahoe City Reno, and 88.1 KQNC Quincy. We got support from the Porter Scott Law Firm. Porter Scott has been proudly defending members and businesses of this community for over 40 years in litigation and other legal matters. Information at porterscott.com. And we get support from St. Francis Catholic High School, a college preparatory school for young women. Prospective students and their families are invited to an open house this Sunday at noon. Learn more at stfrancishs.org.
Hi, my name is Lindsay. I'm a nurse living up in Truckee, California, and I listen to NPR as much as I can. I grew up listening to it with my parents. Always loved Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and Car Talk. Now I'm more into the news and all the different stories on Insight, and I just want to thank you guys for putting such great unbiased news on the air and keeping us all up to date on what's going on in the world. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Lindsay. Thanks for contributing to Cap Radio. Hi, I'm Steve Milne with Jessica Maria Ross, and we've got Here and Now coming up next with coverage on what's going on in Florida as people there prepare for Hurricane Michael. That story coming up at 10:06. Whether it's Insight, whether it's national programs like Here and Now, you count on Cap Radio to keep you informed about what's happening. Well, Cap Radio is depending on you to help pay for it with a contribution. It's our fall fund drive. If you haven't called yet, please do it now. 1-800-800-5867.
I am so excited to be a part of this fun drive. I do community engagement here at the station, so I'm usually not on air, but I'm out in the neighborhoods finding out what's on people's mind and how our reporting can make a difference. So it's really great to have a chance to be with you and talk about the things I value about the station and to hear what you value. When you call in to give your donation or when you go online, let us know. Give us your comments. What do you appreciate or what would you like to see changed? You can do that when you make your donation at 1-800-800-5867. That's 1-800-800-5867 or by going online to capradio.org.
No matter how much you donate this fund drive, we'll send you a Cap Radio sticker pack. Show your love for Insight, PolitiFact California, and more. Yours just for donating now by phone or online. It's capradio.org or 1-800-800-5867.
And today, you will be in the running for an Apple gift card worth $500. And you can go monthly as an Evergreen donor and be entered for every future donor drawing Cap Radio has. If you don't know about going Evergreen, it's when you make a steady monthly contribution to Cap Radio from your bank account. And that really saves us money on our end from the credit and debit card processing fees. And also, more of your donation goes to the programs that you expect from Capital Public Radio. So make your donation now and think about going Evergreen.
Oh, yeah. Going Evergreen is the best way to do it. It's an ongoing gift. You don't have to mess with paperwork, credit card fees, and that kind of thing. So go Evergreen. Support Cap Radio. More of your contribution goes to the programming that you love and that you depend on. We've got a great staff here at Cap Radio, people that work hard, people that believe in public radio. And your contribution, you hear it every time you listen to Insight with Beth Rudiak and to Here and Now and shows like The World and Wait, Don't Tell Me and Science Friday, all your favorite shows, all listener supported. Contribute now. Contribute the highest amount you can. Let's make this fall fund drive a success.
Yeah.
We got a lot of bills to pay, so your contribution pays for it all. Thank you if you've already contributed, but if you haven't, do it now. The website address, capradio.org or 1-800-800-5867. And thank you.